We want to think through authentically the big questions. Why is love being suppressed and punished? We know we come with it and is therefore our nature. Isn't our life to be about expressing it? Why and by whom am I being directed? I want for all of us to get out from under the boot of these directors, these controllers of my options. But they've put themselves in the middle of everything. How do we do it? Anyone I meet could be a paid agent in hiding. Every institution reinforces it. This is the message and feeling power wants us to get. Fear of the unseen, but always present. It's true. Watchers, the global state, the interstate system, ordered by behind scenes global statesmen, mostly of the core states, self-organized to maintain the class system. A global system that is fascist. Its enforcement of secret rules, clandestine. Pardon me for caring. I didn't know it was against the rules, Prince and New Power Generation. While over and over it tells us there is no alternative. And our fear, because of the system's abusiveness toward us, is the central place that is within our suppressed emotions that this global system hides in us. Emotions are what these guys play in, their stock and trade, their childhood traumas on display. But the fear we feel when we don't understand its cause manifests as anger, and we've not discussed this yet, because our unconscious reaction to being made afraid is wrath, as we're such powerful beings, yet told we are small. This is the panoptic or prison-like structuring of the world we are born into tells us this, as we attempt to, by the force of our wills, as we're taught, recover our sense of power, agency. But in giving wrath place in us, we're reproducing the system and kept from growing up. We see the circularity of this. The system, the state, in abusing us, and that it's based on lies, is a key piece of its misuse and abuse of us. Fits us for wrath. This is the central mechanism of its totalitarianism. It cannot stop abusing us because its existence is premised on it. That's what it is fitted to do. Perhaps I should say making us afraid is its central mechanism. Yet another expression of Socrates' dilemma. Paul knows that wrath is noise that blocks our hearing of the truth. And what I'm seeing is that it signals our need to ask the living ancestors for help. Help understanding that our anger is a manifestation of fear, and that our fear is actually fear that we've been made afraid, that we are shadows or invisible. Ultimately, our fear is that our lives will be wasted, that they won't mean anything, that we won't grow our gifts, or even in some cases discover them unhindered as we are meant. Fear manifests as anger in an attempt to, by sheer will, wrest ourselves from what holds us. The state is the only agency invested in our remaining as children, subjects, dependent, and to them, ever obedient.